What is that applause for, Joe?
All right, I'm playing the footage of the Pope landing on American soil in a long time, and Barack Obama and Michelle go up to greet him coming out of the plane.
And that happened Tuesday.
So what are your views on this?
The Pope does nothing for me. You know, I respect the Pope, but nothing for me.
Uh-huh.
Like, I wouldn't be... Like, he brings out millions of people across the world to come see him. Okay. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
He is chosen by man.
He is a man.
He is a man.
He is a man with man tendencies.
And he has a Pope mobile, which is pimp. That's awesome.
Yep. Alpine, by the way. All Alpine inside the Pope mobile.
I think it's a Mercedes, isn't it, too?
No, but what I'm saying is the stereo system is Alpine.
Alpine? Oh, yeah. Okay. Not Bose?
No Bose. He's old Bose? School. Yeah, he's got Alpine in there with some Kenwoods.
Kenwood.
Kenwood 6x9s.
15?
6x9s. Then he's got like a loose subwoofer in the back in the trunk. And he's got like just sitting in like a milk crate. He can't screw it down yet. He just likes to keep a hood out there.
I like it.
You know what I mean? Like they said they could lace him up, you know what I mean, with the Bose system. And he was like, you know what, man? Let's just do this Alpine. The tape deck with the tape coming out going into a Sony Walkman. And he's disc playing, man. And he's balancing it on his palm like that so it doesn't skip.
I like that.
But that's what the Pope does. You know what I mean? Because he wants to live it. You know what I mean? He doesn't want to live a privileged life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the Pope mobile is bulletproof, but you know what? I'm still keeping it hood. Look at my disc player.
Why is the Pope mobile bulletproof if God is on his side?
Well, that's a dumb question. You know everyone, you know, there's a lot of people that hate the Pope. There's a
really?
Lot. Of course.
I've never met one. Who would, even if you don't believe in the Pope, who would hate the Pope?
Well, there's a lot of religious fanatics that hate him. I mean, and that's in every religion.
I've never heard anyone hating the Pope.
Well, that's because you don't know people that hate the Pope.
So you're saying you do know people that hate the Pope?
I don't know anybody. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of them, especially enough for them to get a bulletproof Pope mobile, for God's sake.
Pope mobile, not boat mobile.
I said Pope. Well, my mouth is still numb.
Oh.
So, anyways.
What's your thoughts about the Pope? Are you excited?
Are you excited that he's here?
I just said no 5 times. No, it doesn't do anything for me.
And so that he came here Tuesday.
Yeah. Today he's in New York.
He's in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, Madison Square Garden.
That's right. Selling it out.
Yeah.
Like Kevin Hart.
Guess who was there opening for him? Jay-Z.
Wow. Jay-Z and the Pope?
Yep. Hova. Hova and the Pope. How crazy is that? And Madonna is there a week after.
Like a virgin?
Yeah, it's like all the like spiritual people are going to be at the Madison Square Garden.
Madonna's spiritual now.
It's Madonna, and then it's Hova, and then Pope, and then Yeezus.
Yeezus, because he's God.
Yep.
Wow. Pope and Yeezus should do it together. So Pope can introduce Yeezus, which is Jesus.
God, that'd be so sick.
Right? The Pope opens up for Kanye.
Not Kanye, Yeezus.
Yeezus, I'm sorry.
Like, you know,
and the Pope wears Yeezus' clothing line.
Is this? Oh, that'd be dope to see the Pope in some
match
Adidas.
Made in heaven.
Is this wrong to talk about him like this? It's not wrong to talk about him. We're
the
not.
Pope?
We're not.
I like the Pope. I mean, he does nothing for me. But from what I understand and from what I've read, is that he's very he's a trendsetter.
Yeah.
It says gays are now acceptable, right?
But not in his religion, though.
But he's
accepted.
Them.
He's finally accepted that there are gays.
Yeah, he's like, yep, there are gay
That's
people.
How he said it, too. He goes, hey, there I accept that there's gays. That's what
we're going to get trash for the show. I already know. Because once you start talking about religion.
It's bad. It's
but
bad
But we're
news.
Not really talking about the religion. We're talking about the Pope, which is the head of a religion.
Yeah.
But we're talking about how cool he is.
Yeah, he is very cool.
Like, if you
and to be honest, he would probably be laughing about it. Because that's the kind of guy he is. He's...
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of like trying to break the system of how the popes used to be and trying to be more like just one of the people. That's I hear he rides a bike around like the Vatican or whatever. Like he
sure.
rides a bicycle. He also has a Ford that he drives around. He dresses up like in regular
clothes. A cowboy?
No, I'm being serious now. I'm being serious. He dresses up and without his
Pope gear.
Yeah, no. Come on.
What he dresses up? I'm trying to understand.
He dresses. Well, you're not letting me talk. He dresses up incognito without his security, hops in his car and likes to drive around. And then like
in
goes.
His Ford.
Yeah.
Is it a truck or?
Yeah. I don't know. He's got a Raptor. I don't know. All I know is that's pretty cool.
I mean, usually when people say facts, Joe, they know, like, who drives a Ford? Like, what kind of Ford, man?
Because I heard it on the news. Mm. Oh, Bill Maher said that he drives a Ford. Okay? So it's got to be legit.
Okay.
So you're not big on this.
It does nothing for me, Joe.
What is it?
I'm not hating on it.
No, I'm not hating
great.
On it either.
So does it do anything for you? Do you like this?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it do anything for you?
I feel pure now that he's in America.
Do you? Really? Do you really?
I don't know.
You look the same.
My teeth got cleaned.
Did the Pope make you do that?
Yeah, the Pope made me do it.
Yeah, the Pope made me do it. The only Pope I like is Olivia Pope. Scandal. She's dope.
Who's that?
You know, watch Scandal?
No, I don't.
Oh,
watch
my
Scandal.
God.
Should I?
Last night was the premiere episode. It's so delicious.
And what network is that on?
What?
What network is
ABC,
it on?
ABC, dude. It's all about Scandal.
Okay, so I'll start watching it. Scandal's, and it's really good?
Oh, it's great.
Speaking of Scandal, what do you have, like, right now? What can we talk about?
Oh, man, can we talk about these hoverboards?
Walmart, what's wrong with it?
Walmart's going to start selling them. Uh-huh. Mark Cuban bought. Here's the thing. This dude in Oregon basically ripped off the design of a dude in Japan. Uh-huh. Stole his idea, brought it to America, got some celebs to ride them, and now they're blowing up everywhere.
Oh, they're huge.
They're huge.
My son wants one.
And I think you look like and I don't curse much, a fucking idiot when you ride these things.
Yeah,
around.
You do look like an
you.
Well, hold on.
No, you look like a fucking idiot. If you ride one of these hoverboards, idiot. Like, I can't stand it. It's so obnoxious. It's unnecessary. It's really unnecessary. If you're not a kid, like, I see grown adults riding these things.
Well,
like,
and they're riding it, and they're riding it serious too, like through the mall and.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, are you stupid? I was at the airport. This dude was just riding around the airport. I was like, I really want to trip them, take their board, and beat them with it.
All right. Now, first of all, you represent a very big company here in Hollywood. Okay, and if they heard the way you're talking right now,
but trip them,
you could get fired.
But trip them. How about trip them?
That's still hurting somebody, man.
No, they don't have. If they had balance, they'll be all right. They got enough balance to be on the board. If I trip, and this is also let's be clear, this is also the comedy division. We're in the comedy halo.
Well, I want one. I'm not gonna lie.
Why do you want one? Those are so stupid.
I
man.
Want everything that I wanted when I was a kid and more.
You did. I didn't want. If this was out when I was a kid, I would not want.
Yes, you.
Because in kids,
you
guess
know what?
What?
I don't curse, and you're a fucking liar.
No, you curse all the time, and no, I wouldn't want one. Because when I was a kid, it was more about us running around on our own 2 feet playing
because
sports.
Because they haven't invented this shit yet. If this was invented when we were kids, they would think that there was witches.
Key word, kids. It's for, if I saw a 8-year-old, fine. Uh-huh. But when I see grown adults riding these, I'm like, are you serious?
What's wrong with it?
Are you serious?
What is wrong with it?
And don't, what is wrong? You look ridiculous.
Just, okay. Other than look ridiculous, what is wrong with, you
That's
know?
What's wrong. You look ridiculous.
Ernie, how do you feel? He's indifferent.
Ernie's
that
never
going to
tell you an opinion.
That is not even an answer.
Yeah, do you like
that
it? Yes or no, Ernie?
What that means is he likes it.
No.
Yes,
means he
does.
Doesn't like it.
Say it again. You better not
well,
say
it. Do you like it or don't like it? Be honest.
Oh,
he doesn't
you
like
fucking
it.
Liar.
Because it looks stupid. Drunk Brady. Oh, my God. You guys had given the
are
worst.
You guys? Those deceiving. Aren't even answers. Those aren't even fucking answers. He said it's deceiving.
How is it deceiving, Ernie? I mean, Drunk Brady. Well, you have no balance in your
drawer.
Yeah,
drawing. You actually, see, the thing is, Brady, you don't even know how to stand without one.
So Brady's just
I've seen
like,
him walk, and he fell into a wall once.
So Brady doesn't like him because he can't stand on him.
Yeah, but he does
but he likes
want
it.
One. He does like it. He does like it. I love it. My son wants one. I'm going to get him one. I'm going to get one as well. So Walmart, and what about Mark Cuban?
Mark Cuban actually bought the company that stole the idea from this Chinese maker. So now there's this big lawsuit, but they're blowing up everywhere. They're blowing, and I can't stand it.
Wait
and we have several friends.
So are they
ride
being
them.
Sued from the guy in Japan?
He's trying, but we'll see. Mark Cuban's involved. He got a lot of money, so it's going to be tough to go against him. So wow. We'll see what happens. But I this is a thing where.
How much is the price point on those?
Like $600, I think.
$600. And Walmart is definitely carrying it?
I think so. But this is a thing that people are going to look back on. And I'm not going to even say years, like 2-3 years from now, and say that was stupid. Like selfies. People are going to look back on this decade and go, they did some stupid shit that decade. Like take pictures of themselves hours apart. Like they've changed any. You look the same. You look exactly the same. And then they're going to say, why did they do throwback Thursdays? Why did people under 15 do throwback Thursdays? They're just throwing back to a picture of last week.
Yeah.
You've lived no life.
You know what? They look younger.
No, they don't. We do so much stupid stuff. You know what I
mean? All right, well, then you
tell me. It's different. It's different. Like, when we look back on the 70s and 60s, we go, oh, man, racism. All right. That was messed
up. You know what?
We're going to be like, selfies? Really? They did selfies? They physically took
pictures. I like selfies.
They physically took pictures of themselves all day.
Oh, wait. Long. I've never done that. Okay, I see what you're saying. You mean people that are solo that take selfies?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't stand that either.
Yeah.
I like to take selfies with people. Like, if someone goes, can I take a picture with you? I'd rather selfie it.
But that's not a selfie.
Yeah.
You understand what selfie means?
Yeah, I understand. It's a selfie.
No. A selfie means of yourself, by yourself.
Okay.
That's a selfie. Okay. Now, they need to change the name. If you take a picture with a group, it's a groupie.
I like that.
Groupie. Or something like that.
Yeah, I'm into groupies.
Yeah, I know you like the groupies.
All right, you know what? This is what I'm going to do with you right now. So, no, hold on. I got something for you.
Okay.
I got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
When you were younger, you probably had an extensive CD collection in the 90s.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Tell me, what do you think? How many CDs do you think? Did you have one of those albums?
I had about 6 albums, but I worked at a radio station.
I don't care. How many CDs is that in an album? About 300?
Yeah, I probably had,
you had about 6 of those?
Yeah.
That's about 1,000? No, that's 1,800.
You're half Asian. That's pretty bad.
That's 1,800 CDs.
Yeah.
Now, when the iPod came out, how was your transition? Stupid, right? The iPod is stupid. Be honest.
Why is the iPod stupid? It's great.
Not when it first came out. When it first came out, you weren't about it.
Oh, what are you talking about? You obviously don't have a great memory, because when the iPod came out, everybody was like, 1,000 songs in your pocket? That's how they saw it. It was brilliant. It was brilliant. Everybody went nuts for the iPod.
Okay, bad example.
Okay.
All right.
Give me another bad example.
Tapes.
Okay.
How many tapes did you have?
A lot of tapes.
I mean, didn't you have around, I had about, I remember I had those suitcases.
Yeah.
And I probably had about 100, 120 tapes.
Okay, so what's your point?
When CDs came out,
another
you were like, stupid.
Tapes?
CDs. And you were like, I am not changing my tapes for those CDs. And I know you did.
No, CDs were a lot better. They were great. Because you could
You're bullshit. You're full of shit. Am I right, Ernie? People that had tapes did not want to change over to CDs.
You could fast forward songs.
CDs were $25 back then.
Oh, my God. You're so dumb right now.
Remember that?
You're so dumb right now.
Am I right?
The only time people bought tapes after CDs came out is for singles. That's it. Nope. Joe, another
Someone's
bad
not being honest.
Like, Joe is...
Someone's not being honest again, and he's wearing a pink shirt.
Someone is being dumb and giving terrible examples. That was the two worst examples you could have made.
Ernie, am I right? Yeah, when you had tapes, you didn't want to switch over to
CDs,
right?
Why are you, like, agreeing with nonsense? Right? He said, yeah, I don't
fucking
know.
Ernie always takes your side, dude. No one ever takes
because
my side.
You make bad.
Everyone
I
just
don't even
leaves
know.
Me well, on okay, my
Joe,
own, bro.
Joe.
Only because I'm the only honest one.
Joe, what is your point? What are you trying to...
What I'm saying is, with these Segway boards, you're going to watch. You're going to eventually have one. I know you will.
No, I won't ever.
Yes, you will.
I will.
You're going to change to the times. Yes, you are.
No.
You are. Yes, you are.
So you think in Segways, 10 years from now, Segways are going to take over. Is that what you're... On the record, you're saying they're going to take over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of people with a bunch
of
Segways.
No, no. Are they going to be relevant in 5 years?
Yes.
You're so dumb.
Big time.
You're so dumb.
Yep.
You're so dumb. You're so dumb.
Then remember this episode.
Well, you remember this. I was saying people are going to look back at things we do today and say they are so stupid. Selfies being one.
The selfie is never going to go away. It's not.
It is.
No, it's
it
not.
It will be shamed away one
it's
day.
It's getting bigger and badder right now and worse.
Yeah, they also said slavery is never going away, but that went away. Women can't vote. That went away.
Yes, it's.
Selfies is so disturbing to me. It's so disturbing. And people are getting famous Now they got Instagram models that all they do is take selfie pictures of themselves. Like, that takes no talent at all. None.
Yeah.
And it we're rewarding that. I think a society is going to get to a point where they're going to be like, wait a minute. Why are we rewarding people with no talent?
Name one. Do it. Do it right now.
Name one. I don't know. Everybody on Instagram that's famous for taking selfies. I've called out every time. I don't know them.
That's true. You are right about that. There are a lot of people.
There's people with millions of followers. All they do is take a picture of their ass in their face.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And that just shows you how pathetic America is right now.
Yeah.
Where we're following these. No talent at all. You know, people say the Kardashians have no talent. They do. They keep you watching their show. That takes a talent. Anybody that's in television knows it's a talent to get people to come back every week. That's why so many shows are canceled. Kardashian's going on 10 years. That takes some type of talent.
Yeah.
But you.
They know how to keep the drama going.
Exactly. You posting a picture of your face and ass and people, millions of people following you, you're making tons of money. That's no talent.
Yeah.
You don't even have nothing to do with your face or ass. That's all your parents.
So they're the ones that should have the millions of
exactly.
followers.
The parents should be getting the money, not the kids.
Yeah, fuck the kids.
That's what I'm saying.
The parents should have an Instagram of their daughter's ass. That's what you just said.
The parents should be posting the pictures.
The parents should be posting the pictures.
And getting paid, saying this is our ass and face put together.
What's your favorite social media platform?
Oh, Instagram right now. Yeah, Twitter's disappearing, man.
I don't even think Twitter exists.
Like, there's no retweets or nothing on Twitter anymore.
Uh-uh. No one gives a flying shit about Twitter.
Mm-mm.
What about Facebook?
I think that's going away, too.
Yeah. I think I left Facebook the minute my mom goes, Joseph, I just added you as a friend on Facebook.
How long ago was that?
It was 5 years ago.
Yeah. My mom's on Facebook. But she won't make an account. She just stalks.
She just looks at people.
Yeah.
Especially you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy how my mom will call me, tell me. She tells me what I did that day. You remember when you used to be able to call your mom and say, hey, I did this and this? She said, she'll call me and go, oh, so how you like movie? You know, like they know what you do.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to tell people what you did. Mm-mm. They call you and tell you what you did. Can't lie anymore.
Nope. Did you watch the Emmys last night?
I don't know. It's Friday. That would have been Sunday night.
I know, but I watch everything on repeat. So.
You do. You're so slow, dude.
I record shit and record. I watched it last night, so.
I liked it. Nothing surprised. John Hamm finally won. Mad Men, great show. Uh-huh. Out of 7 tries, he finally won. Love that. John Hamm, super nice guy. I thought the host did great. Andy Samberg.
Uh-huh.
He was cool. He had some funny skits.
How about Tracy Morgan when he walked
Tracy up? Great to see him back.
Yeah. How you was know? He?
It's Tracy Morgan. I mean, you know, walking, of course, not like. You know, he's trying to make a comeback, man. But it was good to see him.
Good.
He's been through so much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The ratings were down 16%, though.
Oh, it was?
Oh, yeah, only 11.9 million people watching. But then you had a big Sunday night football game, too, you know. So,
yeah,
you know, that football is everybody.
Why don't you put the Emmys up against football?
Well, because the Emmys are always on Sunday in football. It is what it is. It happens every year.
Yeah.
But there was nothing big out of the show that stood out, you know.
Nothing?
No. Mm.
What is big in Hollywood that's interesting you right now?
Nothing really.
Really?
Nothing's big right now. Everything's sort of just, you know, it changes every day. There's no big story. There's no big drama. Like, you know, no big story that bleeds on the weeks. And now it's more about politics, and we don't cover that. It's more about Donald Trump saying crazy things. Ben Carson saying a Muslim should never be president, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because I guess he doesn't know that's a religion. That's like me saying a Christian should never be president.
Yeah.
You know, or a Buddhist should never be president. You know, it's just like what Donald Trump has created is for Republicans to get attention, they have to say crazy things.
Yeah.
Like out of the ordinary things, you know, to even get attention. Because Trump is just sucking it all up. And the thing is, Trump does not care if he wins or not. He's just doing it for fun. This is a billionaire dude that's just, you know how kids that are born in rich families, just like, hey, F it. I'm going to just have fun. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
He's living that life.
That's
though, what
he's doing right now.
With the president race.
I'm just going to stir up the pot, and then I'll just get out of it when I'm done.
Yeah, and if he wins, if I win, great. If not, I'll be like, did you really think I was going to win anyway? I'm Donald Trump. Come on.
And it's just a great media campaign for
him. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be.
Every household knows Donald Trump.
for sure now.
Uh-huh.
And it's just going to launch his career in the next thing he does.
Mm-hmm.
And what's amazing is rich people, if you're just rich, that's not enough. They want to be famous.
Yeah.
You have to be, because, you know, like the thing is, if you're in a restaurant and nobody knows who you are and you're super rich, you hate that.
Yeah.
Because I'm eating the same meal as you if I'm in that same restaurant. You're just like me.
Yep.
And unless I see you pull in your Porsche, that's why all these rich people have to have Ferraris and Porsches that are not famous.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way people notice them, and they want people to know they're rich and famous or rich. So that's the whole thing. If you ask a person what they want to be rich or famous, most people say rich first. But then the rich people want to be famous because nobody gives a shit about you if you're just rich.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know? Like here's what's messed up. A restaurant that doesn't take any reservations, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're booked up.
Yeah.
You call, you have all the money in the world. Hey, let me in. No. The Hills, when it was huge, you could be Brody, you know, or Kristen Cavallari, you know, be like, hey, I want to come to your, okay, yeah, we want you in here.
Yeah.
And you have no money. You're on a reality show. You're broke.
Yeah.
But you're eating for free because they want that picture of you walking into their restaurant.
Motherfuckers. How is that show? Is
that
it
show's been off 10 years, Joe.
What's it called again?
It was called The Hills.
I need to watch. I recorded it. I'm gonna watch it. What do you watch on TV aside from Scandal?
Oh, my goodness. Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder. Uh-huh. It's great. I love what? I mean, it's amazing. What else do I used to love watching The Daily Show. Now I don't know what I'm gonna do. How do you think Trevor Noah's gonna do?
I haven't looked at any of it.
It's not on yet. I was asking you, how do you?
I miss John though. I love John. Love that show.
I'm with Trevor Noah on Friday. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm with Trevor Noah tonight. Uh-huh. So I'm gonna interview him.
Oh, nice.
On the set of the new Daily Show.
Oh, nice.
So we'll see how that goes.
That's gonna be.
But he seems like a nice guy.
Nice.
You know what I love? This is what I do love. When women say Trevor Noah looks good, I know they think I look good too.
That's an ego for you guys right
now.
No,
you, because
if you don't know what an ego sounds like, it's right there.
No, because two people said Trevor Noah, Trevor Noah's kind of sexy. He got the sexy thing. I was like, oh, so that means you think I'm sexy. They're like, absolutely. Like, I was like, wow, okay. I'm liking this. Because these people would never say that to me, but they'll say it to somebody that kind of resembles me.
Holy shit. This guy just, I think he just had sex with himself on the pod.
It feels weird.
I've never seen a man so in love with himself.
No, before. I'm not in love. It's just sometimes it feels good to be told you're a good looking dude. Like for instance, when
I get it all the time.
No, you really don't. You really don't. You get you're hilarious, you're funny, but not once in your comments have I ever seen good looking.
I've gotten good looking.
I'm sure they say that in your face so you can take a picture with them, but they will never go on.
I've gotten
record.
Dreamy, gorgeous.
Gorgeous? Seriously?
MCM. I've gotten that.
Man Crush Monday?
Mm-hmm. I've gotten it, man.
Okay. Well, there you go. You're
hunk. I've gotten hunk.
Okay, that's
before.
A lie. That's a lie. You're not hunky at all. I'm not hunky. Like Josh DeMel.
You are a hunky.
No, you're a hunky.
You're definitely a hunky.
Do you know how they got the word hunky?
How?
This is what my friend told me. He said back in the day when there was slavery, white people would be in a car and like when they would try to pick up a black hooker, they would honk their horn and the black hooker would go, oh, that's that hunky over there. Got to go get the honky. And that's where it came from. I don't know if that's true or not.
It sounds good to me. I like it.
And then
it makes sense.
And then the other story I heard.
I'm going to start telling everybody that story.
And then the other story is like when white people first got cars, black people would be in the streets and they would honk at them. So they're all there's those honkies. So that's how I heard they came up with the word honky.
I like that.
I don't know if it's true, though. Hey, if you listen to the pod, let us know. Hit us up on Twitter.
How did the word honky
come about?
I'm going to tweet that out.
Yeah. That's our.
That's where we're going to tweet and see what the right. Make sure you tweet it out.
No, I'm not tweeting that out.
Why?
You tweet it out.
Okay, I'll tweet it out.
And I'm going to ask Google right now.
No, don't. I want people to answer it for us.
What does the word honky mean?
Honky, a derogatory term used by black people for a white person or for white people collectively.
That
there you go.
Honk at black hookers. In their cars. Thanks, Siri. That was cool.
No, this isn't Siri. This is Samsung.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mr. Chan.
You know Samsung's Korean.
Thanks, Mr. Choi.
Yo.
Oh, yeah, yo. That's right.
That's right. Oh, my girlfriend just sent me a picture of Paul. Look at Paul.
Oh, Jesus.
So cute.
You're an adult.
He's a we got to go. That's it. I'm going to be in Denver October 15th through 17th. Now, Joe, you need to understand.
Yes.
This is my second time in Denver. No, third. I'm playing downtown, and I want all these shows to sell out. So I'm telling the listeners of Denver, come on out. I'm so excited to be playing in this town. I love the other one, but they say downtown is just special.
You're going
to
have so much fun. It is by far the best room. The best room in the world.
You say that about every room you're in.
No. I've always said Denver Comedy Works downtown, and then there's other ones that are comparable,
other ones,
okay. Like Cleveland Hilarities. But anyways, no one beats Denver downtown. It is the best place to watch a comedy show, and it's the best place to perform.
Okay.
Hands down, man.
Holy shit.
Get a camera guy. Get a professional photographer to take a picture of you on that stage, because you're going to see what I'm talking about. You've never seen it, what it looks like, huh?
It's small. I heard the chairs are on the stage.
There's literally chairs on the stage. There's chairs on stage. You're going to see people crossing their legs right in front of you. It's the craziest. That was the weirdest thing for
me. Well, you see that in every club, though.
No. On stage, like crossing their leg. You can run into their leg on stage.
No, I heard the chairs are on stage.
I just said that. I just fucking said that.
I said that before you said that.
No. Anyways, there's fucking people on the stage. And you're going to crush.
Why are you yelling at me?
It's just
so much anger.
Sometimes it's the only way I can get through to you.
How'd your audition go?
Oh, it was so amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Can you say what you auditioned for?
No.
Did you get it?
Probably not. Just like every other audition.
Do you get nervous when you go in?
I used to when I first started. And then now I enjoy it. Now that's the art of auditioning, man. Like, and you can hear that from... you know, seasoned veterans that get sitcoms all the time, and they'll tell you they hate the auditioning process. You know what I mean? John Lovitz told me that. He's like, you know, I used to hate it. You know, when I get the gig, I'd crush. But that walking into that room, I was a different guy. He was saying that, you know, and then he learned to love it, man. And that's where I'm at now. I'm finally at that stage where I can't wait to go in. Like, there's no nervousness. Like, I'm like, let's go. Like,
now
open up the door so I can go in there.
Now, have you gotten to the point where, because I talk to a lot of actors about acting, and they say once you get to a point where it's not memorization anymore, it's just, even if you fuck up lines, you just say it like you know it, that's the most important part.
Yeah.
Are you still in the, I got to get these lines? Are you more about the lines?
I'm still like, I want those lines, but then I'll, like... Because there's so many egos in Hollywood. Like if you do ad-lib.
Because the writers are like, hey, you need to say my line. Yeah,
yeah, and then they'll see the tape and go, well, he's a great actor, but he just fucked my whole, what I wrote.
True.
And so it's like, I like to nail the lines and make sure. And if there's that one word that I think, this might be a little bit better, I'll throw that in there. That's what I did this week. I put one word in. That's it.
So how long do you know before you get it or not? Usually.
I mean, if they don't call you by.
2 days after?
Yeah, about a day.
Now, do you get bummed about it?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, I've gone all the way to the producer, you know, or all the way up to the, you know, network audition. Like, you know what I mean? I've gotten that too. I've actually nailed that and gotten the job.
Yeah.
And then there's times where I've gotten all the way up and then now we're going to go with someone else, which is cool. Or it's between two guys and they're like, well, you're just not, I don't give a shit anymore. As long as I just want to get in front of you.
That's the whole thing. It's not giving a shit. Giving a shit about the product, yes. But not giving a shit about the audition.
I think, okay, here's this is my only advice for it. Anyone that's coming to Hollywood to audition, enjoy the audition as if it's something, like you've accomplished that. Like you're going in for an audition. You know how many people don't even get to go in for that? Mm-hmm. So just enjoy that moment. Don't think of it as your make it or break it.
No.
This is going to be just fun for that 5 minutes. Or whatever it is that you're going to do, and then just leave. And if anything that happens is a bonus. It's a reward. That's
there you
it.
Go.
Yeah, so that's my little
suggestion. All right, we are done with the podcast. We will see you next time.
Bye.
Denver, October 15th to 16th, 17th. Later.